Okay, today's daf is Trumas Daf Chav Zayin. As we continue here in the third parak of Maseches Trumas, and we are on Chav Vav Amud Beis. Chav Vav Amud Beis. We just had the amazing line of there can't be a machlokas in Mitzius, and that was what the Rabbi Yamin had said. Davar she'efshal lachalamar alava chachamim chalukin alav. Could there be a machlokas about that? So, and the answer was yeah. Al ikar b'dikasa chalukin. Right. The question is how you interpret the findings of the experiment. Okay, so let's continue now. Taram Chavis. So now another interesting case. We spoke about in the Mishnah, what happens if somebody is mafresh, and then they find out something happened to the item. Either it was bitter, not sure if it was bitter beforehand or afterwards. A number of items, I apologize for yesterday, a number of items I didn't translate properly in the Mishnah, or I didn't explain it fully, because the Gemara explains it fully. So I couldn't really get into more of the details. But hopefully, we'll get into it more now. So we spoke about in the Mishnah, cases where I found out that something physical happened to the item, whether it was bitter or it became bitter, it was wine and vinegar. So what about this case? You find out that not something physical, just, but something more. Tarim chavis v'nim seis megula. What happens if I'm tarim on a barrel and I say the barrel, in my house is going to be the truma, and then I come home and I see the barrel was left uncovered, and we know mayim megulim al shulchan aruch kuf tezayin yardeh chavis v'nim seis megula avatiach v'nim sanakur. Or if I find an avatiach sometime a melon and it was punctured. And if it was punctured, maybe I'm nervous that a snake took a bite and dropped off some venom in the avatiach. So what's the halacha there? So then the question is, was the item usur behana'a? Not was it physically ruined, like mara, or did it become chometz? But what happens if it might have been usur to eat? Because we know mayim megulim, one is the chazal asurd in terms of eating, because maybe chamir sakanta meyisura, you're not allowed to take part of it. So what about that case? So the Gemara says truma v'yachzer v'yitrom. Same thing, truma v'yachzer v'yitrom. And it is truma, and then you have to take off truma again, like we had in the cases of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yudin bar Pazi, Rabbi Shimon b'Shem, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, limiting this. Let's just finish this section, and then we'll talk about it. Lo amru ela nakur. They say the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi only if nakur, right? If it's found to be nakur, right? If you find out afterwards and you see that it was punctured or it was megula, so then that's this discussion of truma v'yachzer v'yitrom. Halacharchila, but to do a lacharchila, what if I have a barrel that's open and I want to be mafrish and use that? So lacharchila, right? We switch the girsa here and the Rav Chaim Gadievsky has in, ain truma so truma, right? It's not truma at all. Right, it's not Shuma V'yachzer V'yitrom, in a case where you don't know if it was revealed or Nakur beforehand, but it's not Roy L'Achila at all, and therefore it is not considered Shuma at all. It says that we skip the next two words. Rabbi Yaakov Dromia Boy Kumi Rabbi Yossi Lo Mistavra B'Shiro Oso No Care. Doesn't it make sense? Lo Mistavra, doesn't it make sense that it's only if you see the snake puncturing the item, that's when you say ain truma so truma, right? That's when you say it. Because if not, I don't know, maybe the puncture came from something else, right? So Rabbi Yossi says, maybe it's, Rabbi Yaakov says the number of name in front of Rabbi Yossi. Doesn't that make sense? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yossi answers, La Yodea, Amar Lei, Yodea huim hitobo eires? What do you mean? What, it's only if you see the snake there? And even if you see the snake there, do you know for sure? Do you know for sure if he dropped off some venom from his bite? You still have no idea, even if you see the snake there. So ain l'dav sof. So you have to see the snake there. It's still a suffix. So you know what? It's a suffix even if you don't see the snake there, right? And therefore, don't tell me that it's going to be limited if you see the snake, even if you don't see it. And that's what the Rav Chaim Gadievsky says. Yodeim hitobo eres v'hashta shiro so no care. Now that you see it, no care. Mi yodeim hitobo eres v'nim sakati sveikahu ela al karchach. It must be kiba dinim no in la ochla b'bnei sakana. Once you don't eat something because of sakana, lav ochelhu. Once the rabbanan said you can't eat it, that it's not called food. V'achanami kishel lebro so niker. Even if you didn't see it, And therefore, says the Gemara, that if it is Mayim Megulim, Mayim Geluyim, or something of the like, a melon with punctures, teeth marks, so then that would be a problem. So we know this is a big sugya, a halacha lamaisa, about Mayim Megulim, halacha lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, in Kufte Zayin, discusses this in the Siman about Dvarim, Sa'asur Mishum Gilui, or Sakana. The Shulchan Aruch says, we do not have to worry about this today. Nowadays, snakes aren't around, based on Tosfos, and therefore, Mayim Megulim today is not a problem. Mashkim shenizgalu asrum chachamim, dechayshinan shemashasa nachash mehem, vihitel behem eres. The Shulchan Aruch says, liquid that were left open, v'yachshav sheinachashim nachashim mitzuyim ebeinenu mutter. But nowadays, because we don't have any nechashim, so then it's not a problem. Ask all the mafar. That's based on a Tosfos. The question is, we never have that, right? Dvarim shebeminyan. We always say something that was us, or even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, so then the gzera should still apply. So the Taz already quotes the Rishonim. V'yein bazem mishum dover shenasar beminyan dolo neasar ela mibnei nechashim. What does that mean? Right? Every gzera is, it's only because of the reason. Well, that's the point. Many gzeiras, even if the reason does not apply, the gzeira still applies. That's the principle of davar shebe minyan, tzorach minyan achalatiro. So you have to figure, you have to formulate it in a different way. Right? One of the reformulations that we've shown him is, well, even in the times of Chazal, they only asserted it in places of snakes. Right? So then you already have a built-in heter. Because even originally, it wasn't a low plug. Even originally, well, it was only asserted in a place where it was possible, and therefore, that's how the heter can be. But either way, this is the heter. The Pesachei Tshuva here quotes from the Gra, I think, or from the Shla Kadosh, Pesachei Tshuva. Ayin Shla, Shekasav Shevikom Makom Shomer Nafsho Yirchak Mizeh. Right? No, it's still Lamaisa. V'haraya, Shari Tur, Kasson Kochal Adinim, Echanayem Lonosar. The Tur wrote all the dinim. V'agos HaChasid HaGra, Kasav Gamkein, Shoyen Nizar Ma'od B'davar Zeh. Right, they say one time the Vilna Gaon was, his shamash always gave him something to drink in the morning. So one morning he gave him something and he felt a little like, he's like, did you just give me my Megulim? And he said, yeah. Right, he didn't, he said that, you know, he didn't have the regular water and he had to give it, and the Gruff felt the difference. The Gruff felt the difference. Okay. But the Shulchan Aruch says, we're not makbid on it. But it's fascinating that the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph says, Mayim Megulim, and we're not makbid on it today because there are no steaks around. And the very next halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't eat fish and meat together. The very next halacha, because it's kashal atzaras. And there the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, we don't know what the sakana means today. So it sounds like for the Shulchan Aruch, I'm acknowledging that the things that we don't aren't shayach anymore, I'll allow. But the very next halacha, tzarech li zoy shlo lechol baser v'dog b'yachad v'bnei shekashal atzaras. V'chein the ramayetz ein litzlos baser im dog. Right now, based on the Gemara, as we know. So again, even though there are those that say also, we don't know what that sakana is b'zman hazeh. Maybe one could be makel on that sakana, but you know the minhag of Klal Yisrael, I think in most places, to have a separate fork for fish because of this halacha. Even the Shulchan Aruch is makel by the Mayim Megulim. There's many lot of interesting sugyas about the fish and the meat. Right? Is there bittel? Is there bittel by fish and meat? Like, as we're assuming that we're makbid, and most are makbid for that, at least l'chadchila, in terms of the fish and the meat, is there bittles? What do you mean bittle? Bittle is a dindaraisa, achram lahatos. Do you say chamira sakanta meisura? And therefore, laws of bittle apply by halacha, by halachas, dvarim ha'asurim. But if something is asur mishum sakana, like this fish issues, fish and meat, so then do we say that it is chamira sakanta mei surah. So the Taz in Kuf Tezayin here on this simon says no bittel. There's no bittel. Bittel is a taste neutralizer, but the food is still dangerous. Right? There's a story of the Maharili quotes that a big barrel of water was nasar because of a tiny drop of venom. And the Nekudas HaGesef, the Shach, strongly disagrees in this case. He assumes that bittel would still apply to lokashamidi shiny zira de nachash mikla kali tuva begam maharil. He says maybe venom is different, not just general. Right, this is a big halacha lemaisa, practical applications. Worcester sauce is some type of sauce made with fish. So could you put that Worcester sauce on meat? So the some have less than shishim, some have more. So the kashrus agency has their policy, but that's why sometimes the OU fish sign would be where it's not enough to be batel. But again, that's the if it just says OU, that means it was enough to be batel. Okay, so this is some the little discussion of the. Of the Dvar Misha Asur Mishum Sakana. The last line says the Gemara, Chavrai Ban Kumi Rabbi Yosi, Ma Bin Olatame. What's the difference between this case of a Dover Asur and Tame? Right? By Truma Temeya, right? By Truma Temeya, we said Truma So Truma. You're not supposed to be Mafresh Bin Atame Alatar. And if you did Bishogig, Truma So Truma. And here we say Truma Vyachsur Vyatrum. What's the difference between Dvarim Sha'asar Mishum Sakana, which we say Truma V'yachzer V'yitrom, while the case of Tuma we say Truma, so Truma. Sigmara answers, Omar Lon, so he answers, Rabbi Yossi answers, Tame, another interesting line, Tame Be'enohu, we'll go with our Girsa, Shigarma Tuma. Bram Hacha Afarhu. By Tuma, by Truma Tamea, the food is food. You have an isser that is resting on it. It is tame. What's called isser tuma revia ale. It's crouching on it. By something that's usser bahana because of sakana or for some other reason, it's like dirt. Right? These are both halachic realities that we have to deal with. But the Gemara is machalik between something that is asur mishum sakana, that we treat like dirt, versus something that's asur mishum truma tamea, which also we're not allowed to eat. We have to burn, but that's not like dirt. So the halacha looks at different halachic realities differently, right? We know there are dvarim she'asur mishum hanaah that have a chi of sreifa, and there are others that have a chi of kvura, right? The last mishnah in Temura talks about the different categories. So something that's asur that you have a chi of to burn, you might say it doesn't even exist now. It's ki'ilu, it's burned. Ha'omid listro of kesarav dami or kitusei mechta shiure. If you want to use an esrog that has a chi to be burned, it's not there. It's not there. But let's say you have certain other items that have to be buried, not burned, so then it is there. It is there. It might be asur mishum hana. So different realities, you know, we have to treat differently. See here too. Interesting. The difference between tuma and isur hana. Okay. We continue. Hatorim shel yayin v'chulu. So we get back now to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, if you remember, said yesterday, if somebody is torim wine, and then they look back into the barrel and they see it's chometz. They see it's chometz. If you knew it was chometz beforehand, then ain't truma so truma. If you don't know, if you know it was still wine, then truma so truma. And if you're not sure, then truma v'yachzer v'yitro. Right? So we said, yeah, I already said yesterday, is that because min hara la yafeh, or is it two different meaning? So really, the day before, 2 days ago, we had a machlokas tanam about that. Right? In the last half of the previous parak, look back for a minute at chaf heyem abeis, the Gemara quoted a machlokas tanaim about this. Right, look back at that. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Bishim Aviv, Tarmin min ala yayin ala chomez, avalom min ala chomez ala yayin. Right, the Rabbi Yosi quoted the name of his father. You can be term wine for vinegar, which means it's one type. It's better. You can't do vinegar for wine. Avar v'tarim, what if you did shumas or truma? But if you did shumas or truma, right, the tat Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi says the name of his father, Bidi Eved, it's one type. Rabbi Omer, yayin v'chomez shnei minim. Wine and vinegar are two types. Ein tarmin lamaser mizel zeh. Two types. You can't be maser from one to the other. And that we saw in the last parak. Min al she'eino mino doesn't work. The machlokas tanam is it one min, is it two minim? Rebbe says two. The Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi says one. So based on that, let's continue. So our Mishnah said, what our Mishnah say? That if you knew for sure that if it was chometz already, then it doesn't work. So, Rabbi Yaakov, Baruch HaBashir, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Kedere Rabbi. Right, you see from our Mishnah is reflecting the Shita of Rebbe. The halacha is like Rebbe. Halacha is like Rebbe that wine and vinegar are two different types. Rebbe Chiya b'shem Rebbe Yochanan, a different statement, in the name of Rebbe Yochanan. Right, first we had Rebbe Yaakov Baracha in the name of Rebbe Yochanan. Now we have Rebbe Chiya in the name of Rebbe Yochanan. De Rebbe he. What does that mean? Our Mishnah is like Rebbe, but we don't paskin that way. So 2 days in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Did Rabbi Yochanan say we hold like Rebbe? Or did Rabbi Yochanan say the Mishnah is like Rebbe, but we don't hold like Rebbe? So Rebbe Babar Kohen Boy Kumi Rabbi Yossi. So he has a question. I think both of these are problematic. Lo chenam Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan already teach us? Rebbe, we changed the girsa, the chaveiro, singular. Rebbe, if there's a machlokas, Rebbe and another Tana, halacha Rebbe. We paskin like Rebbe whenever there's a machlokas. V'amar Rebbe Yonah, v'afilu Rebbe Eitzor b'lozer Rebbe Shimon. Even if Rebbe's arguing against b'lozer Rebbe Shimon, who's one of the Gedolei Ador. So the two statements of Rebbe Yochanan are either wrong or obvious. Right? The Rebbe Yochanan says, whenever there's machlokas, Rebbe and anybody else, we passen like Rebbe. So what was the first statement? We passen like Rebbe. Of course we passen like Rebbe. That's obvious. What's the second statement? We don't passen like Rebbe. So that's wrong. So either the first statement of Rebbe Yochanan is obvious, or the second statement of Rebbe Yochanan is wrong. So that's what Rebbe Bo Bar Kohen asked Rebbe Yossi. I don't understand. So Amar Lei, so Rebbe Yossi answered, no, there's still a chiddush here. Begin to Tani Lei, because we said earlier in the brayso that I just read, on daf chafei mebeis. Begin to Tani Lei, Rebbe Shaul Rebbe Yossi, b'shem Aviv, since Rebbe Shaul Rebbe Yossi already quoted in the name of his father, meaning against, right? That Rebbe Yossi was against Rebbe. V'yam Rebbe Yossi, b'shem Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Yossi v'chaveirav, halachak Rebbe Yossi mechaveirav, and Rebbe Yochanan already said that Rebbe Yossi, that Rebbe Yossi is always, you know, wins the machlokes. So that brisa had Rebbe Yossi, we're going to have a lot of Rebbe Yossis. They're all different people here. Rebbe Yossi Tanoim and Amoraim. So this, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi's father, that Rebbe Yossi, so we always pass it like him, so you might think here too. Delo tizbar lemeimar of hachakein. Don't think here too that we would pass it like that Rebbe Yossi over Rebbe. Lachain tzricha meimar alacha karebi. That's why Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha had to say here that we pass him like Rebbe, because there were some other major Tanam opinions on the other side. So that's why here we had a paskin like Rebbe. Period. Okay, we continue. So now we have a couple of lines that one might remember from Maseches Eruvin in the Bavli, Daf Mem Vav. Right, the rules and regulations of who we paskin like. Once we're talking about this. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Halacha Rabbi Shimon. Whenever there's a machlokas Rebbe Aaron, Rebbe Shimon, we pass in like Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Yehuda. Well, we'll stop there for a minute. Why do we paskin like, well, let's just continue the line for a minute. So, Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe Meir, we pass in like Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Yehuda, halacha Rebbe Yehuda. We pass in like Rebbe Yehuda. That's interesting. What about Shabbos, Rebbe Shimon Skaven? We pass in like Rebbe Shimon. Maybe the Tosfos in Shabbos. Melechas Bachsheves Asra Torah, and therefore you can be makel by Psak of Hilchas Shabbos, and we can pass like Reb Shimon in Hilchas Shabbos Bedafka. Right, so that might be an exception to the rule. Right, remember the halacha Reb Shimon Begreira. Right, the three exceptions to the rule when we pass like Reb Shimon. But in general, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Reb Yehuda Bar Eloi, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai buried in Meiron, Reb Yehuda Bar Eloi buried right outside of Tzfat, the Bar Pluktas, so we pass in like Reb Yehuda. V'yein tzarech lomar, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, halacha Reb Yehuda. If Reb Yehuda beats Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon beats Reb Meir, then Reb Yehuda beats Reb Meir. Right? That's, we don't even have to say that. If A beats B and B beats C, then A is going to beat C. That is the first set of halachas. The Gemara in Erevin, on Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Beis in the Bavli, notes that Reb Meir was really the sharpest Tana in that whole generation. Reb Meir was the sharpest. But, the Gemara says, that's exactly why we never paskin like him. Even though Stam Mishra be mayor, if he's nobody else, but the Gemara says, "Amar Rabacha Bar Chanina, Gadlui v'Yadua Lufnei Misha Amar V'Haya HaOlam She'ein B'Doro Shal Rabbi Meir Kamoso." Unbelievable. Rabacha Bar Chanina says, "Hashem knows." Gadlui v'Yadua. It's a very unusual lashon. Misha Amar V'Haya HaOlam. Hashem knows that Rabbi Meir is the smartest and the sharpest of the Tanoim. Umibnei ma lo kavu alacha kamoso, so why don't we pass him like him? Shelo yuchlu chadei rav lamod al sof daito. Because nobody really could understand everything he was saying. Shehu omer al tamei tar val omar lo panim, al tar tamei mar lo panim. He used to give 100 reasons why something tar should be tamei, and 100 reasons why something tamei should be tar. So they would lose him, right? He would give stadim lakan or stadim lakan, and that would we can't pass like a mayor because they weren't omid al sof daito. Look at Rashi there. Lo yachlu lahavin be'eze dvarav nechonim u'be'eze ein dvarav nechonim. Sometimes you go to a shir and the rebbe will be so convincing. 10 reasons why Rashi is right. 10 reasons why Tosfos is right. You walk out of the shir, it's like, oh, I don't understand who you should paskin like. So say the mayor. Shaya nosin das miyushaf v'hagun al ein halacha kalacha. He would explain what we don't paskin like, and just as much as he explains what we paskin like. So that's the Gemara. Ask the Ben Yoyada there. But at the end of the day, wouldn't he say who we paskin like? So why couldn't we just trust Rabbi Meir? Ask Rabbi Meir, who he passing like? If Rabbi Meir says one shita, then obviously he has a discussion in the Beis Medrash, but, you know, once he says it, he says it. So the Ben Yoyada says, no, it's a simple case. People might get lost in the shir, and then say, I know he said Tame, but I think the Tar shita makes a lot more sense. You know, you might connect to one of the svaras more than the other one, and, you know, it's dangerous. He said that's what the Ben Yoyada says. Right, maybe he'll say the other thing. He also talks that here. What was the purpose of Rabbi Meir giving 100 reasons to be Matami something Tahar? Or Matar something Tame? Right, so you have to say that it's in the world of Elu Ve'elu. Remember the beautiful Maharal. Maharal says the mashal about what Elu Ve'elu is, Ivri Elokim Chaim is. I think he says this in the Be'er Hagola, that if you have a tree, and I ask you, what makes the tree grow? He'll say you can get 5 different answers to that question. What makes the tree grow? Rain, sun, dirt, right? Air, I don't know, all different. Who's right? They're all right. Depends on your perspective. Depends on what you think is Iker, what you think is Tafel. They're all right. So it's the same thing with every concept in Torah. There are many different elements. There's nothing, there's everything composite. There's no simple idea. It's all multi-layered. And there are many reasons the Tani and many reasons the Tar. So Rabbi Meir wanted to get to the bottom of every single detail of every Torah concept. And therefore he did it. But of course, halacha l'maisa, we pask in one way. But that's Rabbi Meir. Good. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is also important rules. We pass by Rabbi Yehuda. What is it about Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda? Do they have a root of many of their machlokos? I think a couple of years ago we had a shir that if you look at many of the machlokos between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda often, again, this is al regel achas, Rabbi Yehuda often focuses on the physical, exactly what was done, while Rabbi Shimon often focuses on what's behind it and the kavana. Rabbi Shimon miskaven. I did an act, so I didn't have the right kavana. It was Rabbi Shimon miskaven, maybe it wouldn't happen. Rabbi Shimon says, Potter, that's not called the act. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chayiv, no, it is called the act. Darshin and time and dekra. Rabbi Shimon is darsh, the reasons behind the mitzvahs, even if the Torah doesn't say. Rabbi Yehuda isn't. Lach shen svicha legufa. Rabbi Yehuda says, chayef, doesn't matter what you were thinking. Different than it was done in the Mishkan, you physically did it. So there are a number of machlokos. The cave story. He comes, how'd they get into the cave and the problem? Rabbi Yehuda says, he became Rosh HaMadabrim because of the story. Oh, look what the Romans did for us. They built these shvakim and merchatzos. He just looks at the act. Rabbi Shimon says, you know why they did that? Come on, they did that for their own, accepted purposes, and evil purposes. So again, you find throughout Shas, many of the roots, that's where Reb Shimon is Pnimius and Lag BaOmer. Okay, let's continue. So that's the first group of statements. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Babar Yaakov Bar Idi B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon, Alachag Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon beats Rabbi Meir. We switch the girsa according to the Mara Folda. Next line. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Alach Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Shimon beats Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Meir. The answer Achloma, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and what about Neged, Rabbi Shimon, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. And for sure, if you have Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda on one side, then Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. So we said Rabbi Shimon beats Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Meir, and then for sure, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda beat Rabbi Shimon. So why the Ein Tzarech Lomar? We didn't say in this statement Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Shimon. So umino, it must be Atshma, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Alach Rabbi Yehuda. It must be, what's the Ein Tzarech Lomar that is obvious? If it's, we say Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir beat Rabbi Shimon, so it must be that the basis is Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Shimon, as we said before. Okay. V'yim safek truma v'yachzor v'yitrom. So we said before, if you're not sure if it was chometz beforehand, then you got to take off another one. Got to be the first one is truma v'yachzor v'yitrom. So what do you do? Ketzad u'osa. So what exactly do you do with these two trumas now? You're not sure which one was truma or not. So no saying shtei en l'kohen. You give both of them to a kohen, And the Kohen has to pay you for one of them, because only one of these is truma. So the Kohen has to pay you for, you have to give both of them, because both of them are possible truma. If the first one was really chometz at the time, then the second one is truma. If the first one wasn't chometz at the time, then the first one is truma, and the second one is not truma. And as we, some of the mafarshim on the Mishnah say, you have to take off maisrus from the second one, because maybe that one is not, and you know, for both of them. Ezo mehen, so what does the Kohen have to pay for? Which one? Nosin lo demei gedolo demei ktana. Which one? Does he have to pay for the bigger portion or the smaller portion? The Gemara says, min ma de taninan. Well, look in the next case of the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah said, if they both fall into one barrel, you give the whole thing to the Kohen and he has to pay for the de taninan midamos ketana shebishdayan. Right? He has to pay for only for the smaller one. Why? Because the whole thing is a chumra. And let's just finish the line. Hada'amra demei gedolo nosin lo. He has to pay for the bigger one. Why? Because amos mechaber lo varaya. Really, I only have to give you one of them. But there's, that's mitzad the dini mamanis shebo. Dini mamanis shebo. Right? Truma is a convergence of dini mamanis and isser veheter. Because I'm a Yisrael, so I'm not allowed to eat truma, but I also owe the Kohen the truma. So it's a little of both. So mitzad ha-mosim echer v'alavaraya, I should keep both and just give you, not keep both, keep the bigger one, is give you the smaller one. But I can't keep the bigger one either because, you know, it might be truma. So mitzad isser v'heter, I have to give you both of them. But mitzad mamanis, I should be keeping it because I'm above chevra l'araya. So you have to pay me at least for the bigger one. You pay me for the bigger one, so I'm only giving you, so to speak, the smaller one because I'm above chevra l'araya. Which itself is a huge topic, as we know, but we don't have time for that now. Let's continue. Says the next Mishnah, Hashutfin, partners. Partners before they split up. If partners already split up their stuff, so then they're it belongs to each of them. But Hashutfin Shatar Moze Achar Zeh. Shutfin, we have partners, and I didn't know that you were going to be Torim, and you didn't know that I was going to be Torim. So I'm Mafrish from our joint Tvua, and then you're Mafrish. So the Shaila is, could we assume that each one would be happy with what the other one did? So if the second one, if he would have known, he would have been happy with what the first one did, and therefore what he did was meaningless. Because he would have been happy. Or do we say no? He wants to do the mitzvah himself. He wants to do it himself. Remember we learned back in the first parak on Daf Aleph of this Pesachta, the five people? Five people, Chamisha lo yitromu vimtarmu ancient masa truma, hatorim al sheina shalo. Right? If you're torim on something that's not yours, you know, that doesn't work. Right? Remember they said Zachin May Adam. Maybe we'll get back to that. So I should for Shamu Zachar Zeh. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chua Shnei and Truma. Rabbi Akiva says, well, you're not sure if the second one would have been happy with the first one. So you have to assume that the second one would not have been happy. And therefore, each one of them, each one of their hafrashas are significant, but only half. Because they each were mafrish for the whole thing, even for their partner. But what are we saying now? That, no, the half that you did for your partner doesn't work. So let's say you have a 50 sa'ah, and you did one out of 50, 1/50th. Only half of a sa'ah is going to be truma. Right, so therefore, in each of the hafrashas that you did, you have half truma and half not truma. So truma's shneihen truma, you have to give it to the Kohen, and Kohen's going to pay for the half that is not truma. V'chachamim omrim, truma's harishon truma. And the chachamim say no. Chachamim say that you could assume that each partner is fine and happy with the other one. So therefore, the first one, once he did it, if I would have known that he did it, then I would be fine with that. And therefore, truma harishon truma. And the second one is not. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Truma harishon truma. Deshutafim lo kapti hadadi. Shutfin are not makpid on each other. De v'nichale v'mashatarim harishon. And he's very happy with what the first one did. Nimsa hakri mesukanu kfar. So comes the kriz mesukan. Hilchak mashatarim hasheni. Lo asa v'lo klum. What he did is meaningless. So machlokes, Rabbi Akiva says, they're makbid on each other, and therefore half of what each of them did is truma, the other half is not. The Chum say the first one. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the Gemara will have to explain what Rabbi Yossi means. Im tar marishon kishir, if the first one gave the proper amount, what's the proper amount? We'll have to see. Ein truma zasheni truma. Right, then the second one, if the first one gave the proper amount, then the second one is meaningless. Vim lo tar marishon kishir, if the first one did not give the proper appropriate shear, trumas hasheni trumas, then the second one is truma. Fine. Bamed varma murim. When does Rabbi Akiva, the first opinion, say that they're makpid on each other and therefore each is going to be, right, trumas hash, shneihim truma, Bishalo Diber. If there was no evidence of giving any permission. So then you have to say that. Maybe they ordered their machbid on each. I want to give what I want to give. Aval Hirshas ben Besoas Avdoas if Chasolitrom. But if we already know that one of the partners told a family member, told somebody else, told his Eved or Shifcha to be able to be Torim, so you see, he's given permission. He's that type of person, and therefore Truma so Truma. And therefore the first one would be Truma, Rabbi Kiva would agree in that case. Ask the Mishnah Rishona, why do we switch out Shutfim to talking about, you know, Ben Beso and Shifchav? So he says, it's telling you even a Chiddush. Not only if he makes you, one Shutfim makes the other one into a Shliach, even if he makes a general statement that if somebody is Mafrish, I'm good. Right? I'll be happy with that. Afilo lo amar le ella im tirtza trom have kishliach velo mahani bitalach shtaram. Right, even if it's more of a general, right? Remember those Mishayis in Gittin? Kol hakosev get lo yipase. Right, kol hamatzil. Right, in Masechta Shabbos. So sometimes you have more general sivuyim. So that's what this seifa is including. Fine. Bitel. What if a person is mevatel his shlichus? Could a person be mevatel his shlichus of truma? So imat shelo taram bitel in shumas or truma. Yeah, if before the shliach was mafrish, he was mevatel the shlichus, so then the person is not a shlich anymore, so ain't shumas or truma. Imi shataram bitel mishumas or truma. But if it was only after the bitel, after the hafrasha was done, so then too late, the truma is a hafrasha. Hapoalin, last line, workers, the Marafold explains, it's bailim who are ame haaretz, and workers who are chaverim, right, who are tamid chachamim. So apolim mainlam rishus litrom, right? Generally, the apolim workers cannot be mafresh if the balabais didn't tell them to. Chutz min hadrochos, shematamenas agat, except for the wine crushers. The wine crushers. Why? Shein matamenas agat, because the wine is going to be ready to makabel tuma the second it becomes wine, right? You start squeezing the grapes, it's going to become wine. And the Amaretz knows that if he comes in, he's going to be matami the wine. So he'd rather let the workers who are chaverim be mafrish and put away the tahar stuff so that when I come in as the bailim and I'm an Amaretz, I won't be matame any of the truma. So that's the only case that we would say that there's an automatic allowance for the workers. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Maybe we'll talk more about shutfis and other being mafresh on behalf of others tomorrow.